over the past 24 hours. While still critically ill, he has demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact. His lungs continue to heal, and he is making steady progress. We are grateful for all the love and support we have received. So that is excellent news coming out of Cincinnati this morning regarding Bills safety Damar Hamilton, who once again collapsed after making a tackle on Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. There has been no word on a resumption or anything about, you know, that potential reschedule for the game. I would imagine they're just going to end up chalking it up at this point with Week 18 on the doorstep. But excellent, excellent news there regarding Damar Hamilton. We'll continue to keep you updated on that story here morning in and morning out. And hopefully when we're talking the same time tomorrow, we'll have even better news. Maybe even a potential further healing in this process for Damar Hamilton. Still excellent news, and we're very excited about that. We do want to go ahead and transition now into a story that has kind of slipped through the works just a touch, I think, because a lot of folks have checked out on soccer for a week or two just because of the ending of the World Cup and everything, especially with the U.S. being out of it. But the story out over the last couple of days has been former U.S. head coach Greg Berhalter. His contract was not renewed amid domestic violence investigation. This was an incident that occurred 31 years ago, according to Greg Berhalter, a situation in which he kicked his then, it would have been his girlfriend, now wife. And this was a situation that happened when they were 18 years old, that at least Berhalter is saying. And the twist here is that this was reported, allegedly, because Claudio and Daniel Reyna sent messages to U.S. Soccer about the incident after Berhalter stated about their son Gio Reyna, who was on the U.S. men's national team, would have a limited role in the past World Cup, and kind of called him out in a leadership conference. This was a little bit before the World Cup had officially started. Now this information comes out. Some are alleging that the Reynas put this out there, told U.S. Soccer about this, to kind of cause a stir, potentially. We don't know the specifics. The investigation is still ongoing. Anthony Hudson has been named the temporary coach of U.S. soccer, but still an impactful story and certainly something to follow. I would be interested to see what comes out of this. They did not go ahead and renew Greg Berhalter's contract amid this investigation. If they find that there was no wrongdoing, or if there was, I mean, basing it on there was wrongdoing, right? Berhalter admitted to the domestic violence incident. There is probably potential that Berhalter returns as the U.S. head coach. He was expected to return before this story came out, but with the year expiring, they just didn't renew, and they said we're gonna go with the temporary head coach for right now to head up the national team. Derek, what do you make of this? I know it's been kind of lightly reported, and obviously with everything going on in the sports world right now, especially the Damar Hamlin story, rightfully so, taking the forefront, a few of these stories have kind of gone to the back, and this is one of those that it's rather concerning to hear about, especially because of everyone who's involved, how it happened, and it's just, either way you look at it, it's just not a good situation.
Oh, not at all. And this is really not good. The interesting thing about this, though, is how did this get swept under the rug from 1991? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That's what happened. It's, you know, you're talking about 31 years ago. It's an interesting situation, and it's too bad for Greg Berhalter, for U.S. soccer, because I thought that Greg Berhalter, by all accounts, would be certainly renewed. I mean, watching the World Cup, you and I both getting into the action there, and, you know, taking in the World Cup and watching their matches, felt like getting to the knockout stage was the goal for this U.S. squad, and that's exactly what they did, and that's where the buck ended. But that's where typically the buck has ended for U.S. soccer in the past, and just making it to the World Cup was an accomplishment in itself this year after missing it in 2018, but getting to the knockout stage, very impressive. So I think by all accounts, he would have certainly been renewed had this information not come out. But this is a really tough situation here. You know, how did this all play in? I think the other questions that have to be answered here is, you know, are the reports accurate when you talk about Gio having a limited role, and what was affected? Like, my big question is, what affected what here? And I think that's something we're going to have to wait on. No matter what we've seen on reports, and there have been a couple of conflicting reports about how the order was. You know, did Greg Berhalter say that the son would be limited, and then he didn't get much playing time, and then she came out and said this? his mom, or was it the opposite way, where he came out and said this, and then Coach Berhalter said, look, you're not getting much playing time. So it's just not great. This is not a good situation. Obviously, a scar without question in Berhalter's past. And, you know, this might cost him a shot to lead the U.S. men's national team for the next few years.
And it's really unfortunate, too, for U.S. soccer as a whole. A, because this slipped through. It wasn't evaluated. Or maybe it was known. And now, because it was publicized, now they're going to have to go in and do a full investigation, rightfully so. And the second part is, you just felt like there was a lot of momentum with this team. An extremely young team. One that probably didn't surpass expectations, but didn't fall below expectations. Kind of went right where we thought they should be. And a good measuring mark in this World Cup for this young team. A lot of momentum going forward, especially with the World Cup going to be in North America the next time around. So it's unfortunate to see that this situation has come to play for U.S. soccer as an organization, because now you have to deal with this instead of trying to promote it in a positive way. And unfortunately, they're going to have to take a lump or a bruise along the way because of this situation. Hopefully, the investigation finds every possible source, everything that does come out, and we get a full detailed look at what happened, how it happened, why it happened, and those that are in question get properly dealt with, right? That everything becomes clear, and those that were affected are taken care of. I think that's the important thing here, but it is going to be very difficult because it happened so long ago, how you evaluate that and what you gauge is growth or improvement from Berhalter from that moment. And is there any chance that he comes back and returns? I don't know. But something to kind of pay attention to and follow along there if you're in the soccer realm. And I think just an important story to bring to the forefront and talk about. Our last thing we're going to chat about, we're going to just look ahead at the schedule for Western Kansas Broadcast Center. Do want to give an update. No Garden City Community College coaches show tonight. Both coaches shows will be returning next week. So we had an off week here with everything kind of getting back underway. We'll be back next week for Mama's Bar and Grill for the Garden City High School Coaches Show on Monday. And then we'll be back at, I'm blanking right now, right down the road. I'm blanking on the brewery. I'm all over the place. Okay, anyway, Flat Mountain. There we go. Let's try that. Flat Mountain Brew House. I've not been in Garden City for like 3 weeks, Derek. Can you tell I've been out of town? Because we go there for dinner all the time. We're there in there grabbing a drink. We're getting dinner all the time. And I simply just can't think of it. It's right down the road from us. Anyway, we'll be back there next Thursday, Flat Mountain Brew House, talking with Garden City Community College coaches, and then obviously Mama's Bar and Grill on Monday night. Talking high school basketball, though. It comes back tomorrow night. Derek, you were fortunate. You were able to get a little bit of high school basketball action already this week when you got back with Dodge City. That was one of the lone games in action. But Friday night, everyone comes back. Do want to highlight some of the top teams in action, starting on the girls' side. We've got Hugoton Girls 4A, ranked number 10 right now, according to the KBCA rankings. These teams not going to be on air, but number 10 in 3A, Cimarron, and then number 1 in 3A, Goodland, all in the Western Kansas area. Number 1, D2, Greeley County. Number 1 overall, I should say, on the boys' side. And then Garden City, ranked number 9 in 6A. Those are some of the top teams in action. It should be a lot of fun. And then I do want to get this out there. And Derek, I kind of threw this on you this morning. Not anything we're going to do right now, but I want to get this announcement out there. If you're listening, maybe you're a parent, player, someone that works at a school, we're going to do a new segment. Every Monday morning, we're going to recap the top high school performance from the weekend. So I know some games are on Saturdays, mostly on Fridays, though. We want to highlight the best high school basketball athlete, boys and girls. We'll do a boys and we'll do a girls submission in Southwest Kansas. Tell us why. Tell us who they were. You can follow us on Twitter at WKBC Sports. Go ahead and send it over there. I'm going to create a post. It'll probably be sometime after Friday night. You can go ahead and respond to that. Nominate your player of the weekend, and we're going to talk about that on Monday, potentially with an interview with that player as well. That's what we're going to hope for on Monday, but we do want to highlight some of the great competition, as we always do, especially with Friday night basketball, just because it is becoming the time of the year where we get a lot of conference action, a lot of close-to-home matchups, and that can always be a lot of fun. So once again, say that one more time. We're going to be doing the top high school player for both the boys and girls side from Friday and Saturday's basketball action every weekend on Monday mornings. Best in Southwest Kansas. I'll create a submission on our Twitter page, WKBC Sports. You can go ahead and follow us there. You get all our stories and everything coming off of WesternKansasNews.com. And you can go ahead and reply to that tweet. Tell us who it was, what school, and their total stats for the night, or why you think they should be nominated as the top player in Southwest Kansas. Thought that was a pretty good idea. Get a little bit more shine on some of those athletes. A few more minutes here, Derek. Anything else for us? What's your schedule looking like these next 2 days?
Well, I'm actually off the next couple of nights, and that includes tonight and tomorrow. I mentioned Demon Talk is off this week as well. We will return next Thursday on the 12th, and that is the only Demon Talk of the month, as a matter of fact, on Thursday, because then the following Thursday we've got the Tournament of Champions. You can hear that. All 12 games will be broadcast live on Z98 in 3 days from United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. And then the girls are at the McPherson Invitational on Thursday the 26th. So we will not have Demon Talk the rest of the month, save for Thursday. So if you need your Demon Talk fix, get it with us on Thursday. Then on Saturday coming up this week, I'll actually be back in Wichita again with the girls and the boys doubleheader for the Demons at Trinity. And an interesting ball game for both of those teams, I think. Trinity is a team that beat Garden Plain by 20, and Dodge City won that game by 10. So, you know, it's not always easy to match up, you know, games against games, but it's a little easier at the high school level, and I think the boys have another shot to be competitive on Saturday, and the girls still trying to find their footing after starting the season 1-5. And then on Sunday, Baylen, we've got the Wichita Wings on the road at the Kansas Bandits as Arena Soccer returns for its second-ever home game in Dodge City. They are 0-2, but they narrowly beat the Wings right before the Christmas holiday. Man, they were right there. In fact, they led with under 5 minutes to go and were tied with under a minute left before the Wings scored the game-winning goal, and the Bandits were unable to get over the hump there. But it's a very exciting product, and I think fans are eventually going to catch on in Dodge City. Arena soccer is a whole lot of fun to watch. It is different than traditional on-the-pitch soccer. You can play the wall. You know, it's a smaller pitch, and you've got tons of line changes and substitutes. It's more like a hockey setup more than anything else. But it's a cool product, and oftentimes there is a lot of scoring involved, and it's an exciting league, and there's so many different characters in the league. I mean, there are some guys that are 30, 40 years old that are playing in this league, so there's such a large range. And then Dodge City and the Bandits have guys like Erwin Macias, a high schooler right now at Dodge City High School, who just played on Dodge City's third place 6A team in the fall, is playing for this team as well. So it's a very fun product, and I encourage folks to get out and watch because the Bandits need your support.
Yeah, new team in Dodge City to the Southwest Kansas area. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some more arena soccer teams starting to pop up out here with all the great talent. You mentioned high school players even getting involved. That's all good stuff and all something to pay attention to. It keeps you busy as well, Derek. You're getting all sports coverage despite not really being soccer season for the high school team. So that's certainly fun. That's at United Wireless Arena. Always something to pay attention to. And now I promise, tomorrow's show, we will talk about the college football playoff. I was trying to keep a little, or not playoff, championship at this point. TCU, the Cinderella story, making it in, a season that no one really expected out of the Big 12. They're going up against the top dog, literally, in the Georgia Bulldogs. Right now, it was a 12.5 point spread in favor of the Georgia Bulldogs. That number will probably come down just a touch, with everyone starting to bet on that as that game starts to get closer and closer. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk about some best bets for the weekend. And as we always have, our five-star pick'em. That should be a lot of fun as we get to focus in on college basketball. And I would not be surprised if our five-star pick'em includes the TCU-Georgia game, despite it being on a Monday night. That's just how good the game is. Maybe we'll save it for Monday. I don't know. Haven't decided yet. We'll just kind of run with it as it goes. Derek, anything else for us today before we send the good folks on their way?
Oh, that's all I got. I mean, you always drop the line once, letting people out of class early. I'm never opposed to that. I got about a five-hour drive back from Independence today, and, you know, no offense to the Comfort Inn, but it's time to get rolling back to Dodge City.
Yeah, you haven't slept in your own bed, and I think the last 2 days, that will be me coming up, tomorrow night. I'll be heading off to Great Bend, stay the night there, and then jump over to Concordia for Cloud County. Yeah, we're gonna be nice to Derek today. We'll go ahead and give Derek we'll give him 2 minutes off because we're just that generous. We'll go ahead and close out today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We appreciate it. You can catch us here every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.9 The Rock, live from the KWKR studios. For Derek Decker, I'm Baylen Height, saying so long and closing out another edition of the Morning Roundup. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, Western Kansas. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning.